Israel's men of war had been routed by the inhabitants of the town of Ai. The defeat was due to the unfaithfulness of one of the Israelites. When the man had been found and punished, God told Joshua not to be discouraged. He was to take his troops and attack Ai again, and God would be with him. But first he had to set an ambush behind the town. He was to treat Ai and its king as he had treated Jericho and its king, but this time the Israelites could keep the plunder and livestock. Joshua chose 30,000 fighting men and gave them his orders. Then he sent them by night to lie in wait behind the city. Early the next morning, Joshua mustered his troops, and he and the leaders of Israel marched with the army to Ai, about 25 kilometers away. They set up camp north of the town, some distance away. A valley stretched between Ai and the Israelites. That night, Joshua sent another detachment of 5,000 men to set an ambush between Bethel and Ai to the west of the city, probably to prevent a surprise attack from Bethel. Joshua and the bulk of the army marched into the valley during the night. The next morning, the king of Ai saw the Israelites advancing towards the city and hurried out to meet them in battle. But he did not know that an ambush had been set against him behind the town. Joshua and all Israel let themselves be driven back before them, and they fled towards the desert. All the men of Ai were lured away from the town as they pursued Joshua. Not a man remained in Ai or Bethel. The city was left open as they went in pursuit of the Israelites. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Hold out towards Ai the javelin that is in your hand, and I will deliver the city to you." So Joshua held out his javelin towards Ai. As soon as he did this, the men in the ambush rose from their position and rushed forward. They captured the town and set it on fire. The men of Ai looked back and saw the smoke rising against the sky, but they could not escape in any direction, for the Israelites, who had been fleeing towards the desert, had turned back against their pursuers. Joshua and his army attacked the men of Ai, while the Israelites who had set the ambush came out against them, so that they were caught in the middle. The Israelites cut them down, leaving neither survivors nor fugitives. All the inhabitants of Ai were put to the sword, and the city completely burnt. Joshua made it a heap of ruins that was never to be rebuilt. The king of Ai was captured and hung. The taking of the cities of Jericho and Ai marked the beginning of the destruction of the Canaanite nations. Centuries earlier, God had promised Abraham that his descendants would possess the land, but only when the iniquity of its inhabitants had reached its full measure. The armies of Israel were the instrument used by the Lord to punish the corrupt and idolatrous Canaanites when judgment could no longer be deferred. But God warned his people that they were not to spare them, or they too would become corrupt and would themselves fall under divine judgment. The Israelites were to destroy the Canaanites or drive them out of the country. The armies of Israel were now not far from the valley of Shechem in the heart of the land of Canaan. God had commanded the Israelites through Moses to renew his covenant when they were on Canaanite soil. So the whole nation, men, women, and children, and the aliens living among them, went to commemorate the victories of Jericho and Ai, and renew God's covenant in the land of promise. There were two mountains in that place, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. These were separated by a narrow valley. Joshua built an altar of uncut stones on Mount Ebal, as Moses had commanded, and offerings and sacrifices were made to the Lord. There, in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua coated large stones with plaster and copied on them the law of Moses, which was read to all the people. The Israelites were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the priests who carried it. Half of the people stood on the slopes of Mount Gerizim, and half of them on Mount Ebal. Joshua had all the words of the law read to the people, just as they were written in the book of the law. Six tribes were standing on Mount Gerizim to say Amen to all the blessings, while the other six stood on Mount Ebal, saying Amen to the curses that were pronounced on whoever committed serious crimes. Next episode, the Gibeonites.